Jim Barnes bought Haystack in 2011 and revived an earlier plan to turn the defunct Wilmington Resort into an exclusive members-only club. He established a trail and lift service between the ski area and the Hermitage Inn. He plans to build high-priced homes, a hotel, and other amenities on the property.
The folks that have joined the club over the last two seasons number almost 200 today, and have now started to buy real estate on the property.
Barnes purchased the Mount Snow Airport earlier this month and hopes to extend the runway so that private jets can land there. He says that will benefit his clients and the Mount Snow region.
The airport's an important asset to the Deerfield Valley. It's a real link to get more potential second homeowners and travelers to our valley, and right now it doesn't work.
The airport hasn't been officially closed. A few area second homeowners use it. But online FAA information for pilots reports that its runway is cluttered with asphalt and encroaching trees. The previous owner, Bob North, died in a plane crash in 2006 while attempting to land at the tiny airport. Barnes considers it unusable.
So our plan's really a two-phase plan. One, to resurface the existing runway and fix up the terminal building and the hangars that exist. And then to expand the runway to its original permitted length of 4,400 feet. And once that is complete, then light jets will be able to land there.
To do that, Barnes will need a new permit under Act 250, Vermont's land use law. In the meantime, he is permitted to do maintenance work. He hopes to have the runway repaved in time to fly guests in for a series of midweek golf outings this summer. Wilmington Town Manager Scott Murphy says the local reaction has been mixed.
I've heard from both sides of the fence. Some people feel it would be a great economic driver for the valley. And the other side is that, you know, we don't want large jets flying in over here and causing, you know, all kinds of noise disturbances.
Murphy says the town hasn't yet taken a position on the proposal. The project will also have to deal with the town of Dover in the permitting process. The airport is situated in both towns, although most of the proposed expansion is in Wilmington. Barnes is also trying to buy 55 house lots surrounding the airport. The lots were acquired by the town of Wilmington through tax sales. Barnes says the land would provide a buffer and allow more runway space. The airport is known for its strong winds. Barnes says the added space will make it safer. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.